Coming up at the top of the next hour, we have a Black History Month feature that we think you'll enjoy. Reflections from Robert Bowden of the Hill District. And we want you to know that you can tune in weekly for special Black History Month features at 7 and 10 here at SLB. And you can also look at our Facebook and Instagram sites throughout the week for these features. Additionally, explore over 200 personal stories of Black community members as part of our Crossing Fences and Girl Talk programs. Those stories are available at neighborhoodvoices.org. And hello to Robert in Beachview today. Thank you for checking in. And congratulations again to you if you came up with Charles Darwin, today's history riddle answer. Monkey, 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 the song. Born in England on February 12, 1809, and his initials also are used to describe a recording medium, as in CD, Charles Darwin. Today's Guess Who answer. Congratulations to you if you came up with Charles Darwin. And on the Origin of Species, broadcasting live From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
This is Isaiah Bryce Pickens. I'm 16 years old and live in the Hill District.
This is Terrell Trustmore. I'm 10 years old and I live in the Hill District.
We interviewed Robert Bowden on July 31st, 2012.
Some teachers have a knack for just really looking right through you and knowing exactly who you are, seeing your deficits, seeing your potential, and getting it out of you. I used to go to Howard University years ago. When I got there, freshman, we had to write a paper on urban space. There was a lady, she was a white English teacher. Well, I turned that paper into this woman four times, and she read it and threw it right back at me. Not out of anger, she was pushing me. You know what I mean? She was pushing me. The main people who helped me were the people in the education system. All this is driven to me, this whole thing I'm telling you is that you gotta stay in school. You gotta get your power from books. I had a job, I worked in a jewelry store right on Liberty Avenue. I thought I did all right there, wasn't a hard job, but it was the type of jobs that many African Americans had at that time. At this jewelry store, there was a guy there, he was a salesman, he sold all the diamonds and things like that. And one day, I was downstairs. They had a downstairs, and that's where they kept all their stock. Well, I'm down there, and I was reading the dictionary. And he came downstairs. He looked and seen what I was reading, and he slammed it shut. And he went into the bathroom right there. And he went and got the thing that you clean the toilet with, the little brush. And he wet it, and he threw it. It got all over my book, splashed me all over. And he said, I'll never want to see you read no book here again. That was like, you know, I was like, you can't be doing this for, you know what I mean, for the rest of your life. This kind of stuff. People talk to you like this. The fact that he slammed that dictionary shut resonated with me for the rest of my life because that told me that there was power in what I was doing, and this man didn't want me to have no power. And he was so blatant, you know what I mean, and then it was humiliating. That was when I decided, man, you got to go to school. I decided to go to Howard. And when I went there, I was still street-minded. You know what I'm saying? I was still going for this through this metamorphosis. It was a culture shock for me. There were people of color there of all persuasions. There were a lot of people of higher class than I. I just didn't have what they had, which was a more formidable education to begin with, a more intact family. And so that period of time, and I stayed a year and a half, and I had to go because I wasn't doing well. I was learning and I was processing, but I wasn't yet connected to the upwardly mobile vehicles that I needed to be connected to. And it was the seeding. That's where I got my seeding at. But it was germinating. It didn't blossom there. You see what I'm saying? But it gave me the seeding. So I came back here to Pittsburgh and worked around and did this and did that. Eventually, though, I learned the value of hard work. I learned there's integrity in all work. And eventually, I just went back to school. I'm a social worker. I chose social work because social work is sort of a mentorship thing, you know. So I chose nonprofit management because it's the same thing. Organizing, you know, for people who are poor, people who need help, people who to whom I can use whatever gifts God gave me to do that kind of work. I'm just an underdog guy. You do not have privilege. I don't have privilege. There are others in our society who do have privilege. It just comes with birthright, you know, citizenship. But you and I don't. So we have to try harder. And we have to think about what we do before we do it. Because you misstep and trip. And then you start out in a hole and the hole get deeper and deeper and deeper. You might think you know, invincible, but the system is stacked against you. I was just a guy on the corner. I was just a guy who went through school. You know, I was just a guy who fell for the same messaging that all young men of color receive when they walk out their door if they live in an urban area. It's what you see, It's what you hear, and it's what you don't know that you're perceiving and processing in regards to who you are and how the system prefers you to define yourself. So I said to you young men, put your work in now. The struggles keep coming. The adversity keeps coming. And that's just life. You know, put the work in now where you got the energy, where you got the time, where you have the support. You got to put that work in now. You know, do what you need to do now so that people can't, or groups can't, or systems can't exploit you, because you'll know the rules. You got to be on top of your game, and don't never let anyone else define you.
Robert Bowden, and you can hear more from his interview session and more interviews from our Crossing Fences series at crossingfences.org, part of neighborhoodvoices.org.
I can hear her heartbeat for 1,000 miles, and the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I'm running to her like a river song. She give me love,
love, love, love,
love,
love, crazy love.
She give me love,
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 crazy love.
She give me love,
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 love, crazy love.
She give me love,
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 love, crazy love.
She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. When I come to her, when the sun goes down,
ooh,
take away my trouble, take away my grief,
ooh,
take away my heartache in the night like a thief. She give me love,
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 crazy love.
She give me love,
love,
love, love,
love, crazy love.
She give me love,
love,
love, love,
love,
love,
love,
crazy love. She give me love,
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 love, love,
crazy
love.
And I need her in the daytime.
I need her.
And I need her in the night.
I need her.
And I wanna hug and kiss and hold her tight. And when I'm returning from so far away,
ooh,
she gives me some sweet love and brightens up my day.
Ooh,
yes, it makes me righteous. Yes, it makes me whole.
Ooh,
yes, it makes me mad.
Down to my soul.
She give me love,
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 crazy love.
She give me love,
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 crazy love.
She give me love,
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 love, crazy love.
She give me love,
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 crazy love.
Ben love. Harper here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You You might remember that from Van Morrison's Moon Dance album. What an album that was. That is certainly an album I bought more than once due to playing it over and over and over again. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Hello to Carrie. Nice to have you with us. Thanks for your note via Facebook. Are you ready? It's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. And our answer has seven letters. Seven letters. And the second letter and fourth letter are both A. The second letter and fourth letter are both A. The clue is short story. Short story. 412-200-5975 by telephone or by text. Or 1-888-752-7234. You can also share your answer on Facebook. My wife, Ricky, or the one whose husband is me, is standing by. Sitting by, actually, to answer the phone, as am I. Again, we're looking for a seven-letter word, second letter A. And the fourth letter is A. The clue is short story. Good luck, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A couple songs for Larry and Vanessa right now in Costa Rica, both written by John Hartford. The first covered and the second actually by him.
Well, let me sing you a song about Vegas town and poor old Howard Hughes, locked up there in his hotel suite trying to find his shoes when he got so much to lose. How about Howard Hughes and all his blues? His nurses and his keepers all stand around inside, guard the door and wait on him, whatever's on his mind. That's all they've got to do, poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. If it wasn't for his money, I'm sure he could be free and walk around all over town just like you and me. Success is just a mess of overdues, poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. Strip where the regular people pass, someone said he's not too well. I heard he's sinking fast. Nobody knows the truth about poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. He's always in the papers and he's always on the books. No one knows who's Hughes or who, or even how he looks now. Who's getting screwed? Is it us or you know who with all his blues? If he didn't have a nickel, if he didn't have a dime, every damn well please, he could do it all the time. Success is just a mess of overdues for poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. Mm-hmm.
free and walk around all over town just like you and me. Success is just a mess of overdue.
Oh, it's shake his head to smile, a man you can't. And a sonnet was a piece upon the floor. It was in the falling rain that she said, please come again. And she shake her head and smile, a man you can't. You can, I say you can't do it. If you can, a man you can't. Oh, just shake your head and smile, a man you can't. Oh, there's some truth inside that hole, Emmanuel Kant. And it's there for you to crawl around and see. Well, hang around, you'll find like a millstone on your mind. Oh, to shake your head and smile, Emmanuel Kant. You can't say you can't, so if you can, Emmanuel Kant. Just shake your head and smile, Emmanuel Kant. Always shake his head and smile, Emmanuel Kant. And a sonnet was a piece upon the floor. It was in the falling rain that she said, please come again. And she shake her head and smile, Emmanuel Kant. You can't, I say you can't, so if you can, Emmanuel Kant. Oh, just shake your head and smile, Emmanuel Kant.
John Hartford here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Emmanuel Kant. Or candy. And you also heard Robert Ellis and Courtney Hartman from a great album called Dear John, a tribute to John Hartford, doing Howard Hughes blues. A couple answers correct. One from Tommy and one from Mike. To our crossword puzzle of the air, we're going to give you another letter. Oh, somebody. Oh, Tommy in Pleasant Hills, you are oh so close. In fact, when I give you the next letter, it might help you. And here is the clue. Short story. Short story. Seven letters. The second letter and the fourth letter are both A. And the last letter is an E. So short story. The second letter is an A. The fourth letter is an A. And the last letter is an E. 412-200-5975. Tom and McCandless just got the answer correct. And we'll leave it open to you for a little bit, see if you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air. Nice to have you with us, as always. If there's anything special going on that you would like us to mention or celebrate, Chaplain Steve's 65th birthday, for example, being yesterday, we're happy to mention it. You can always just call us or jot us a quick note, 412-200-5975. Or go to slbradio.org/radio and use instant input. We'll leave our puzzle out a little bit longer. Valentine's Day is coming up. Steve Earl has a song to share with you.
This is me and my wife's anniversary. And our second anniversary, this time we've been married. Our divorce did not work out. And it's also her birthday. This song was written on February 13th because it was getting ready to be Valentine's Day, and I can't get no kind of a license. And so I got a fishing license, that's right. I'm real proud of that. And so I couldn't, I hadn't done enough planning in advance, which is the story of my life. And I realized too late to go out and do something, so I wrote this. I come to you with empty hands. I guess I just forgot again. I only got my love to sing. Valentine's Day. I ain't got a card to sign. Roses have been hard to find. I only hope that you'll be mine. Valentine's Day. I knew there's so much I wanna say, but all the words just slip away. The way you love me every day is Valentine's Day. Take my IOU, I can make it up to you. Till then I hope my heart will do for Valentine's Day.
Took her on the hillside where he begged to be excused. Took her on the hillside and he hit her clothes and shoes. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill Paul Lowry Foster and now he's bound to die. Took her on the hillside for to make her your wife. Took her on the hillside and there you took her life. Dug the grave 4 feet long and you dug it 3 feet deep. Poured the cold clay over her and you tromped it with your feet. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill Paul Lowry Foster and now he's bound to die. Bound to die. Trouble, trouble, rolling all around my breast. Long as I'm a living, boys, they ain't gonna let me rest. No, they's gonna hang me, tomorrow I'll be dead. Even though I never harmed a hair on poor little Laurie's head. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill Paul Lowry Foster and now he's bound to die. This town tomorrow, boys, you reckon where I'll be? One for Sheriff Grayson, I'd be in Tennessee. You can take down my old violin and play it all you please. At this town tomorrow, boys, it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill Paul Lowry Foster, and now he's bound to die.
That's the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Steve Earle before them with Valentine's Day.
At this town tomorrow, boys, you reckon where I'll be? Way down yonder in the holler, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill Paul Lowry Foster, and now he's bound to die. Bound to die!
A little too excited about being bound to die. And congratulations to Tommy in Pleasant Hills, and also Stu in McCandless, and Mike in Mars, all coming up with today's crossword puzzle of the air, the answer parable, P-A-R-A-B-L-E, parable, a short story. Here's Joel Mabus from Valentine's Day 2009, live in our studios with a parable of his own.
A little, cry a little, and let the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, and that's the glory of love.
Joel Mabus. That song dates to 1936, written by Billy Hill, first recorded by Benny Goodman, and featured prominently in the movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
In the swamp, he hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Ames. It ain't illegal to an alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames this old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist, throw him in the swamp. Man of the cloth called him Amos Moses. All he had left because the alligator bit him. His left arm gone clean up to the elbow. About 45 minutes south of eastern dipping on Louisiana. Lived a man named Don Mills south with his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his swing groceries. Named him after the man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Swamp trapping alligator skin. So he stuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. You can sure get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes south of eastern dipping on Louisiana. Lived a man named Don Mills south with his pretty wife Hannah. Well, the rays of the sun that could eat up his swaying groceries. Named him after the man of the cloth. Man named
call him Amos Moses. You better watch it, Amos. They're gonna get you, son.
That is Lou Reed doing a song written by Jerry Reed called Amos Moses. That song was used in My Name is Earl, among other things that's been used in a couple other places, too. A little bit later in this segment, we are going to talk with Jaquay Edward Carter. About the Glen Hazel World War II housing development, which he will be describing Valentine's Day at 7 o'clock as part of Doors Open Pittsburgh. He'll be with us in about 20 minutes or so.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
In a moment, we'll have a song from the CD we've been featuring this morning. The self-titled release from Ol' Whitetail. A great singer-songwriter and a great human being. She happens to work for us. Alexis Thompson is the woman behind the project. And you'll hear her in just a moment. We'd be featuring her CD regardless. It's a great release. Now it's time for our High Clue puzzle. 17 syllables, one answer. Are you ready? Here is this week's High Clue. Weighs about a pound, pumps 90 gallons per day, often drawn in red. Weighs about a pound, pumps 90 gallons per day, often drawn in red. Just noticed an error in today's High Clue, but I can fix it. I know because I'm the one who wrote it. Weighs about a pound, pumps 90 gallons per hour, often drawn in red. Weighs about a pound, pumps 90 gallons per hour, often drawn in red. 412-200-5975. It's a good thing I fixed that as I think about the ramifications. 17 syllables. 17 correct syllables. One answer. Good luck with our High Clue.
Pony falls in love with his handler, and the ivy doesn't climb towards the sun or the shade of the pine. Every vine grows at whim like a rambler. And everywhere I've gone, every love that I got wrong guided me to this porch where we are standing. Press both hands into the door. We'll walk across that wooden floor, fold a granny quilt, and lay down where we were planted. Oh, the desert doesn't wind like a river or with brine, but every desert within time becomes an ocean. But every mountain takes command of every motion. And everywhere I've been, every love that I pretended guided me to this porch where we are standing. Press both hands into the door. We'll walk across that wooden floor, fold a granny quilt, and lay down. And lay down where we were planted. Oh, everywhere I've gone, every love that I got wrong guided me to this porch where we are standing. Press both hands into the door. We'll walk across that wooden floor, fold a granny quilt, and lay down where we were planted.
The cradle of the circle.
Rhiannon Giddens, Layla McCullough, Allison Russell, and Amethyst Kaya with You're Not Alone. And you heard in that last pair of songs, Old Whitetail with the song Quilt from her forthcoming album, weighs about a pound, pumps 90 gallons per hour. Often drawn in red, I'm using a little poetic license on hour, making it one syllable. The answer to that haiku is the human heart. And a lot of brigadiers, maybe you, answered with a heart emoji, which I got a kick out of. Tommy in Virginia did so. John and Carrick got the correct answer. Ray in South Park also used an emoji. Mike and Mars answered a poem. With a poem, I think I got it. Right from the start, the answer you're looking for is heart. And Stu in McCandless also got it, so did Jeff in Saco, Maine. And Jim in Crafton Heights was able to come up with it, so was Tom in McCandless, and Zach in Pittsburgh, who is getting most of our puzzles today. I think you've gotten all of them so far, Zach. Good morning to Mia Hunter. It's nice to chat with you this morning on Facebook. Somebody left a comment on a post Mia made using my Facebook account, and I think I was hacked by Elroy the cat. Elroy is known to get on our keyboard. George does not do that, but Elroy gets aboard the keyboard every now and then and types things that make absolutely no sense. He types some random punctuation in the letter M, probably for meow. Congratulations if you came up with heart. Today's high clue answer. Congratulations again if you came up with heart. Today's high clue. And it's a pleasure to welcome Jaquae Edward Carter to the Saturday Light Brigade again. We're going to be talking about a program he's doing on Glenn Hazel's World War II housing project. You might remember the last week we were talking about music and particularly black music history in the Mon Valley. And with the passing of Betty Davis, Miles Davis's second wife, who lived in Homestead, I wanted to just ask Jaque if he had any thoughts about her before we got to this week's subject matter. Good morning, Jaque. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Thank you so much for having me again. It's great to be back.
And any remarks at all about Ms. White?
Oh, yes. Mrs. Betty Mabry Davis, with Minnie from Homestead, where she lived for some time, and her family. Oh,
I said White. Forgive me. I meant to say Davis. I just said Ms. White. Betty Davis is who I mean.
Absolutely, yes. She did record under the name Betty Davis after she married Miles Davis. But in Homestead, previous to that, where she lived and her family for decades, she was known as Betty Mabry. So maybe a lot of people from Pittsburgh may know her from her maiden name. But she actually would go on to make a name for herself in the music industry and would be known as the Queen of Funk. So we actually were able to celebrate her on Wednesday, February 9th at the Carnegie Library when I did the presentation for Historic Homestead, a Black History celebration of song. And unfortunately, she passed away that same day, sadly and ironically. But we were really able to play one of her beautiful songs, which had a really endearing message about living, loving, and learning. So it was perfect. And, you know, rest in peace, Ms. Davis.
Yeah, I did not know too much about her. And reading about her, she went to Homestead High School. She wrote a song when she was 12 years of age called "I'm Going to Bake That Cake of Love," the name of it.
Yeah.
And, really had an amazing career and lived here in Homestead towards the end of her life. And so I'm glad you were able to. I didn't put together that she did pass on the same day as your presentation, so I'm glad you were able to salute her and remember her in that presentation.
Yes, it was so beautiful, and a lot of people will remember her so well, you know, for all of her music and her fashion even. You know, she was a model even before her music, so beautiful, and, you know, really think about her often now.
Yeah, and some people say she helped Miles Davis have a wardrobe upgrade.
That is absolutely right. She was credited for that. He was much, much cooler after meeting Mr. Davis.
Well, coming up, you have a presentation that is about the Glenn Hazel World War II housing development. And this is going to be February 14th at 7 o'clock in collaboration with Doors Open Pittsburgh. And tell us just about the subject matter. A lot of folks might not know about the historic housing you'll be talking about.
Yes, many people do not know much about the historic housing that I'll be talking about there on Monday. But it actually does have a history that begins in Homestead, you know, which we were just talking about, because in 1941, plans were announced that the lower ward of Homestead, where today's waterfront is currently, would actually be demolished, and about 8,000 residents of Homestead there would have to be relocated in different housing developments that were built at the time, which were called defense housing. And the the workers in iron and steel, you know, essentially were considered defense workers. You know, they were working basically for the government at that time. So the government provided them housing, which one of the neighborhoods would end up being Glen Hazel, you know, where people start moving in January of 1942. So about 80 years ago this year.
And do any of these houses still stand, or have they all been removed by the development you mentioned?
Well, many of the homes have been remodeled two or even three times since this, you know, since the 1940s. But many of them are still in the same location that they would have been, you know, same foundations and everything like that. Many of them, but a lot of the houses are actually gone. Probably a third of them are gone today, because it was actually 999 units originally, and there are parts of the neighborhood that are no longer standing. But the oldest building in Glen Hazel, which is the recreation center or the administration building from 1941, it still stands. It's the oldest building in Glen Hazel, and, you know, definitely it's historic in its own right. Later in the 1970s, August Wilson would stage one of his first productions for one of his stage plays there. So it actually really is pretty historic, you know, once people find out more about that. And also near there, Muhammad Ali visited his family who lived in Glen Hazel in the 1960s, which this has been documented by the Post-Gazette, which was so fascinating. You know, I had never heard that story, although I grew up in Glen Hazel from the early 1980s.
So one thing that's just dawning on me is this housing project actually became a neighborhood. Was the term Glen Hazel even used before these houses were built?
Oh, well, that's a really good question. Before the houses were built, the area was undeveloped, and it was basically just forest area. So it did not have a name. It did not have any roads going through it or anything at that time. And it actually was used for coal mining early on, you know, before the development in the 1940s, of course. But the Glen Hazel, which is sort of a portmanteau of Glen Wood, which was another neighborhood in the Hazelwood area that sort of has lost a bit of its identity, you know, just being absorbed into the Hazelwood community at large. But Glen Hazel, you know, took its name from Glenwood, you know, the Glen in Glenwood and the Hazel from Hazelwood, and, you know, basically became one of the third communities there in that greater Hazelwood area that we talk about today, which would have encompassed Hazelwood, Glenwood, and Glen Hazel. So it actually really, and also a baseball team in the area was going by Glen Hazel baseball team around 1939. And I do believe that between the communities and the baseball team, the name Glen Hazel Heights housing project was decided for the area.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I'm looking at the Doors Open Pittsburgh website and some of the newspaper headlines from 80 years ago as the housing complex came in, and this whole new neighborhood for what were called defense homes. And you're going to be able to hear more about this and see it in a virtual presentation that Jaquay will have on February 14th at 7 o'clock through Doors Open, pgh.org, and we've linked to the website. And this sounds like just a great, you have these access to slices of history that you've studied and made possible for us to know about, Jaquay, and this is really going to be a great presentation. People talk about Levittown, and they talk about other developments that came into being. And this one is of historic significance as well, and it's right here. In fact, it's where you were born, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is, absolutely, which, you know, has a full circle story, you know, which I'll share through the presentation with my own family and sort of how Homestead and Glen Hazel and Hazelwood all sort of connect in a way. So really excited to bring this to Doors Open Pittsburgh and all of us Pittsburghers.
Well, we'll look for you February 14th at 7 o'clock, and we'll have you join us again soon to continue our discussions. Thanks so much for being here, Jaquay. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to mention one other cool fact is that the movie 1978's Dawn of the Dead by George A. Romero was actually filmed in Glen Hazel. The beginning part before it gets to Monrovia Mall, which most people are familiar with, it was actually filmed in the tenements that they called them at the time, but the housing project there in 1978. And I've connected with George A. Romero's foundation, and they want to come to the neighborhood and do a video about, you know, that area and how it was involved in the movie. So there's still more cool history evolving even today with Glen Hazel. So really excited about that as well.
That's wonderful. I had no idea. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thanks, Jaquay, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye now.
Once again, you can learn more at Doors Open PGA.